Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And it's time to trust and believe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to this very special edition of Trust and Believe. So this episode is really going to be giving you a transparent look into my life when I'm going through something. So a lot of you know that I'm preparing for a physique competition right now, and I'm really excited about it. But, you know, I've really had a moment of struggle, and I really had my first moment of self-doubt in such a very interesting way. And so what you're about to hear is a conversation that happened between Scott and I. I ended up recording it on my phone because I just posted a reel talking about how I was about to have a breakdown. And so I also knew that when Scott walked in the room, I was going to lose it, because whenever he walks into the room, I lose it. If I'm in that space of like feeling very emotional, because he's literally my safe space. So I actually heard him come in the house, and I was like, he's going to come in the bedroom and I'm just going to lose it. But I was like, I really want to share it with you all, because I think there's a lot of people out there that when they're really good at something, or they're motivators, or, you know, they just kind of have all the answers because they're helping other people in the world on a consistent basis. A lot of people don't like to show that vulnerability, or even sometimes when they show the vulnerability, they show it through, you know, a lens of strength. And I just don't believe that that's always needed. I just believe that sometimes, whether you're a motivator or not, or whether you're a professional athlete, or, you know, someone that is in a public figure that needs to be strong, you are a human being, and you have moments of weakness, you have moments of fear, you have moments of vulnerability, you have moments of completely breaking down. Before I show you this clip, the full 18 minutes of Scott and my conversation, and you're going to see how lovely and amazing he is, and how and why I love him so much, and why I've been married to him for going on 11 years and together 13. But before he walked in, I have another friend who, whenever I cry, I send a photo to her. I've spoken about it on my podcast before. Her name is Jessica Nelson. And we celebrate each other's tears because, like we talked about a couple days ago, because we often have a brunch together during the week, sometimes we get together and one of us is crying, and if one's crying, they're like, I'm so sorry that I'm crying about something when we meet. And I said to her, I was like, you know, a lot of people will really show you what's on the surface, you know, and on the surface literally looks like the Truman Show. Basically, you see 10% of people's life, and that 10% is what they want you to see, and it's the joyful moments. And I just believe that the other 90%, while a lot of it can be really good, there's many parts, many times with many people who are really going through it. And so I just texted her beforehand, and she was just like, you know, sometimes you just have to cry it out. You just have to let it out. She sent me a really funny gift. She was like, go break a dish, cry it out, and you'll feel much better later. Well, when Scott walked in, I was basically like my dish breaking and I was able to let it out. And so here is the 18 minutes of my conversation with him. And it definitely starts out very emotional. But if you're going through something, and I just want to preface this, if you are somebody out there that's going through something right now and you feel like you can't let that emotion out, either find a way to do so or find somebody you can do it with. And I always talk about mental health, or that's why I always talk about mental health and seeing a therapist, because if you can feel safe in that space, it really helps eliminate a lot of the internal turmoil that you will have that can oftentimes be holding you back. And you don't know that it's holding you back because you're suppressing so many things. So this is me, Sean T, letting out some emotions. And this probably sounds really weird, but I hope you actually enjoy it by way of internalizing what it is we're talking about and also the support that I get from Scott.
I think the thing that I struggle, this is like so weird. I think it's just like a struggle with, like, you know, I really had the ability to like stay in a positive headspace. And I just feel like I'm losing. And it just bothers me so much. Like, it's not, like, I don't feel like I'm losing against, you know, the process I'm losing against, like, my own, like, I'm beating myself, but I'm not, like, doing it on purpose, you know? And then, like, I think, like, the thing that's, like, so crazy is just, like, this is, like, so crazy, and I don't know if it's emotional, you know, because I've been in therapy, like, forever. And I feel like the part of like I love a challenge because like I can get through challenges, you know, but like the biggest challenge in my life, like I didn't ask for. So I'm just like, you know, I have to like change my mindset. Like this is a challenge that you want, you know, but it's very, very tough. And so like the other thing that people, another thing that's like really hard to express is like, you know, I'm like an energy giver. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like, there's the boys, you know, and I just feel, even though I don't lash out at them, the fact that like my patience is so small every time they do something that it's not typically annoying, but it's annoying. I mean, it's annoying because they're five, but I have to like go into my head and be like, okay, they didn't do this. I have to have like three conversations. I have to have the initial conversation with them. I have to have a conversation in my head of like, you have to respond, not react. And then I have to go and I have to, you know, do that. And so, you know, doing that all the time. And so earlier when you were like, you know, you're handling it very well, it was just like so nice because I was just like, internally, I feel like so like short fused. But like when you told me I was handling it well, it meant a lot.
Oh, well, you are, Big Balls. Like it's your first experience. And I keep, you hear all these stories about people, even Justin, anyone who's been a bodybuilder. Here it comes. I'm like, my Big Balls is killing it right now.
I know, but like, you don't, like, it's so crazy because, like, you don't see people struggle. Like, you only see, you know, I think that's the thing. Like, I've never seen anybody, like, I've seen them, like, be weak at the gym or, like, tired, but, like, emotionally, like, you're like, why is this affecting me so bad
emotionally? Well, I really think that a massive point you brought up was, like, this is a choice. Like, you know, you said you went through a struggle that you didn't choose to be through, and now you're choosing to go through this. And that's, not only are you working your ass off and then depleting your body and then not feeding it, because I think that's two different things. Like,
yeah,
that now it's impacting your brain. It's like that med school student who has 72 hours on call and they have to do surgeries. And, you know, it's the way I would equate it to when we had the boys and it was like the first couple months and no sleep, like you had to figure it the fuck out, but you didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring or even what the next hour was going to bring. And so it's scary. You're like, am I going to make it? You know?
Yeah, that's true. I think also it's just like, you know, typically, I mean, it's probably not any better, but if I had a job that I didn't have to talk to people or I still have to perform on camera and I have to like do all this stuff, I think the toughest thing for me is I don't want to interact with anyone. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone. But I force myself to like.
It's gotta be so, I mean, this is nice, but it's so weird. Regardless of how you feel on the inside, because we don't know how that is. What I see on the outside is that you're very personable. You don't mind interacting with new people and friends and whatever. And even when you're depleting yourself, I'm only seeing maybe 5% of what that is. Just because you're like, I need to go into the bedroom early or whatever. I'm going to go take a nap. And I'm just like, great, go for it. But for you to be like, I don't want to do that because I don't have the energy.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone. And so when I'm around people, I am purposely trying not to be like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Yeah. You know, because like they didn't do anything to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, but it's not even, I don't want to talk to them because of who they are. It's just like, I don't have the energy.
Yeah. And when you don't have the energy, your patience lowers. It's like a bad analogy, but when, you know, in Star Trek, when the shields go down, they have to take all the energy from everything else and put it up to the shields. And that's what you're having to do. You don't have any energy and you're having to use the fumes to use your shields to talk to people.
Well, I never watched Star Trek. I know you love that show. I understand.
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's like tough, but not like emotionally tough, is I'm very literal. So when Justin's like, get on the Stairmaster, push your pace, or get on a bike, and I'm on the Stairmaster today, and I'm like, this is my pace, you know? And it's so much slower than like I want to go, but I'm like, I filmed the workout, and then I went and filmed the workout, and then I, you know, ate a little bit, and then I have to go do that. I'm not even complaining about it. Believe it or not, the fitness I love. Like, I can mentally get through the fitness. Like, I can push. Like, if Justin was like, do we have a 12 o'clock workout? For some reason, that to me is like, cool. Like, I can get through that, manage it in my head, but I cannot emotionally and like interpersonal relationships.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And then, like, you know, I feel bad because, full disclosure, sexually, I mean, it's not like we haven't had experiences, but I'm not in that, like, engaging mood, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that is also just, like, it's just, like, all these things that just feel really, it's not bad, it just feels really imbalanced, you know?
Yeah, it's... You're literally that boat that is traveling through solid ice and breaking the ice to go forward because you've never been in this position before. And so as much as it's exciting and new, the challenge, there's also this pain and struggle of breaking through the ice and handling all the other things going on at the same time. It's like you're juggling 20 different things. And that includes a couple balls, some kids, a saw, a blowtorch, and, you know, it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy. The craziest of it all is like, I'm already thinking of like this next show I'm going to do, even though like I'm miserable right now.
And why do you think you do that already?
Because I run through the finish line.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, I have a goal. And everyone thinks like, oh, you know, Sean's gonna do this one show. And I'm like, bitch, no. Like, I'm, you know, it's the same thing with tennis.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks like, oh, you know, you'll play a little couple USTA matches. No, I'm hitting with the pros.
Yeah.
And so, but I think this is the craziest thing. I don't know, because I've never been on stage for a physique competition, but I do feel like, I ran track, I was a professional dancer, the whole thing. I feel like this is like the one thing I can really excel at, you know? Because it just has everything to do with, you know, how the body and the mind, and just like, I get to perform a little bit too.
Do you feel that because you feel you can excel it, does that put extra pressure on you?
No, it actually takes pressure away, because I feel very confident in, I mean, like, obviously I know there's people out there that have more developed bodies than me in this format, but, you know, at 45 years old, I'm like, bitch, I'm killing a game. You know, like, I have confidence in that.
Yeah.
But this part is just like, you know, last week was tough. But when I started to not be able to, you know, I'm usually rowing like at least 90 pound dumbbells, 100, like, and now like today I was like 85. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling with 85 pound dumbbells. Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much is fear playing any part of where you're at right now?
What kind of fear?
Any kind of fear.
The only fear I have is like, I'm not going to give up. So I don't have a fear of that. I don't have a fear of like losing, because I just don't even believe in it. I think, you know, I was saying before, like, my fears, it's like fear of like doubting myself or whatever, like, mm-hmm. for fear of feeling weak. That's probably like the biggest fear. But like, I don't have fear behind it, you know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate yourself as far as doing your best?
Like right now?
10 being I'm absolutely doing the best that I can and there's nothing more I can give. And 1 is maybe almost regret because you should be doing more.
At this very moment, like, I'm giving it a 10. I would give myself a 9, but because I'm filming other workouts and I'm giving energy, I'm literally depleted. I'm just mm-hmm. like, there's nothing more I can do. I think that, you know, traveling this week is going to be also really tough, because I'm like, you know, I'm in different time zones and I'm just going to be like, and then I have to be around people and like people that I genuinely like and love, and I don't want to be around people. And it drains my energy so much, you know? And I try to preface things with people. I'm like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, just so you know? But I think in general, regardless of who you are, going to work in this headspace has to be a little bit tough, because you're not working with the same amount of fuel, you know? Mm-hmm. And so my particular career is going to work, being a performer, and I'm really good at like creating really great energy. And I'm just like, why can't people create the good energy for me?
Especially when all you do is, I mean, you've been giving that for years.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this, that no matter what you do, just as long as you do your best, I don't care. Like, I understand that there's gonna be struggles and things and you may lash out or whatever, but.
I haven't lashed out on you yet.
But.
I won't. I'm really trying not to.
The intent is to not. And that's all that matters. And I just want you to do, if your best is 3, I'm okay with that. If your best is 10, I'm okay with that.
Well, you know my best is.
Right, but you know, I'm just saying that we don't know what's going to happen in a week.
Yeah, we don't.
And as long as, like, the reason why I ask is because I always go back to the time I was at soccer camp, that regional camp, and I felt like I could have done more and I didn't, I got cut. And so I always try and do my best now. And that's just all I can give. And so that's why I asked, as long as you're doing your best, that's all we can.
You know, it's funny, you know, I was talking about quotes earlier. One is, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, meaning I'm giving it my all. But the other one is like, I only know one way. I'd like literally only know one way to do it. I think that's what adds the pressure. Because this is a situation where, like, there is no balance necessarily. I mean, the balance, in my opinion, the balance you have to have is communicating with the people around you that you don't have it. You know, you have to just like last night when I left that kitchen, I'm going to bed.
I can tell.
And I'm just like, silver lining, I was literally in bed for 9 hours yesterday. I was in bed for nine whole hours. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you.
Of course.
It's funny. I didn't want you to come home because I'm like, oh, if he comes home, I'm going to like, I know I'm going to cry. As soon as you walk into the room, I was like, oh.
Wow.
And I did.
That's okay by me. You're my favorite person ever. Favorite
person in the history of
history.
Humans. Speaking of, did you know it takes light, a photon, like anywhere from 100,000 to 10 million years to go from the core of the sun to the edge of the sun, and then it takes 8 minutes for us to feel that light. So the warmth we feel right now from the sun has been like traveling through from the core of the sun for millions of years.
That's and crazy.
I know.
How and do I know that?
And I say all that to say.
Yes, what do you say?
You know, if a photon can travel 10 million years, I can do this for another 3.5 weeks.
And before you know it, really, you'll be on stage and it'll be over and you'll be like, wow, I did it.
I know. I know. I really want to, like, you know, usually when I'm about to dance or like perform, I'm like, happy but overwhelming energy, but now I'm like, I cannot wait to get the music for my routine, because I'm just gonna be like, let me go out here. It's gonna be more of a celebratory dance than like anything. Mm-hmm. I just hope I don't cramp.
Well, I don't know, however, people say you get to eat stuff that morning, so
we'll see.
Thank you guys so much for listening to that, literally being a fly on the wall in my home, in my bedroom. And I want to celebrate my transparency and my vulnerability, but I also would want to give a special shout out to my husband, who is absolutely amazing. And during that process, there are times you could feel his emotion for me, but also his desire and ability and want to help me work through things that are, you know, extremely painful at times. So I hope that you can just find time as much as you need to let these things out. And I will say one more time, whether it's therapy, whether it's starting out with self-care, getting a massage often, whether it's going on a solo trip or doing whatever, just find time to refill your soul. And if you are going through something that's really tough right now, being scared, being fearful, and having moments of doubt is absolutely normal. And don't beat yourself up for having those moments of doubt. Sit in it, go through the emotion. You might beat yourself up, but come out on the other side knowing that that is a part of the process. And if you have decided to do something that you're passionate about and you feel it, it being tough is literally a part of the journey, and attached to that part of the journey so that you can continue to thrive, and you will learn lessons as you go through it so that the next time you go through a challenging moment, you can use pieces of those lessons to help get you through. And always trust and believe in who you are.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.